Hi, I'm Leo Bartarella with Becker's Hospital Review, and today I'll be speaking with Dr. Edmond Sabbani, president of the main campus and regional hospitals for the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Sabbani, thank you so much for joining me today. Now, what's one thing that really piqued your interest in healthcare, Dr. Sabbani?
Well, you know, during college, I volunteered as an orderly at our local community hospital, and I found that the interactions with the patients and the caregivers were inspirational to me. I felt a purity of that mission and those interactions that you just don't get in other forms. And so it got me thinking about where I wanted to go with my life. I never looked back.
Well, that's great. So what do you enjoy most about Cleveland?
Well, there are many things. Cleveland is a fantastic town that lets you bring up a family in an amazing fashion. I mean, there's so many opportunities here in Cleveland. We do get a little bit of snow, but it melts. And at the end of the day, we have some amazing spring, summer, and fall. There are all sorts of outdoor. We're an outdoor family. We like to do stuff around the park system. And we have something called the Emerald Necklace, which is a park system that completely circles the city, which is amazing. We've had amazing, cultural events here. We've got great playhouses and sporting events and college community. So it's been an all-around experience. I mean, this town is a gem, and I invite everybody to come check it out.
Thank you. Well, you know, I actually have the distinction of being a Cleveland Browns fan myself, and even though I wouldn't say the sporting events have been amazing the last couple of years, I think we're turning it around a little bit.
We are turning it around, and you know, one of the things you well know is that the Cleveland sports fan is a diehard fan that's with them through thick and thin. That's an amazing allegiance that they get from their fans.
Definitely. So if you could eliminate one of the healthcare industry's problems overnight, which would it be?
Well, you know, I think I'm most concerned about access. It shouldn't be hard to get to see somebody. It shouldn't be hard to get the kind of information you need to both take care of your health and remain well. It breaks your heart when you hear of situations where a person in need couldn't get to where they needed to be or get the information they needed to have. So I think if I could eliminate anything, it would be the barriers to getting what you need.
Now, what do you consider your greatest talent or skill outside of the C-suite?
I would say I really, really like people. Speaking with people, I like understanding what they're going through. I think I'm a pretty empathetic individual and can genuinely listen and enjoy being with people. So those are, you know, what I've loved my whole career in healthcare and actually outside of healthcare. I do a fair amount of volunteering, which kind of fills needs for me and outside of the workplace. And I've had the privilege of getting to know a lot of people in a lot of different walks of life. And that's what gives me joy.
And how do you revitalize yourself?
Well, I think it's time with my wife, Amy, and my kids, Emily and Ned. We spend a lot of time together. Now, we're empty nesters now. Our kids are out of school locally, but we're a pretty tight-knit family. So we still vacation a lot together, and we love to travel. My wife and I travel all over and really love kind of immersion travel, where you really get to see a community and spend a little time in it. I've all my life loved water sports, so I'm an avid water skier. I've done that since I was probably 10 years old. And, you know, I love to laugh. So I search for opportunities to laugh. And I think that is a key to, you know, I usually am humming a song when I come into work, and I usually am doing the same on my way out. And these are the things that kind of help me.
Well, that's great. Now, what's one piece of advice you remember most clearly?
So I, early in my career, had the privilege of serving in the U.S. Air Force. And I was starting my leadership journey, and I had the privilege of getting some, soliciting some advice from a senior officer about how do you know you're ready for leadership? What are the, you know, things that you need to remember about leadership? And he said something to me that I will never forget. He said, when you don't know what to do, do the right thing. And it sounds so trite. And it's only when you really face everyday dilemmas that there are often two very good ways to go. But when you get to your core, your North Star, your core principle, it usually becomes clear pretty quickly what the right thing to do is. You know, in my experience in medicine, we place the patient first. So when I'm facing a day-to-day quandary about what to do about this or that, if I can step away from that particular question and ask myself, well, as a patient, what would you want? What's the right thing for her or him? I usually can get peace around a decision and implement it.
And finally, what do you consider your greatest achievement at the Cleveland Clinic so far?
So, you know, I think I've been very privileged and fortunate to build a team of teams. So we have a high-performance team. We seek to have a transparent environment. We try to look at things from a different, from all different perspectives and get opinions from all the team members. And really work to value everyone. So we are doing a great deal of community outreach, expansion of access for our patients, and deployment of services in the community that are needed. And it's really been this team that's taken a fresh look and been unencumbered by things in the past to really get a new perspective. So I've watched us improve access dramatically. We're getting far more patients' care than we've ever seen before at the Cleveland Clinic. And I really think that the team has been the kind of the unifying factor for what we've been able to accomplish today.
Wow, that's great. Well, that's all the questions I have today, Dr. Sabani. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's been a great opportunity, Leo, and I will look forward to talking to you the next time.
Thank you all for listening. For more podcast interviews, visit beckershospitalreview.com and click on the multimedia tab. For podcast inquiries, email dfreeman@beckershealthcare.com. Until next time, this is Leo Bartarella.